KNOM Profiles.
Phil Dunn taught in Stebbins from 1984 to 1999. His memoir, recently published, called Stebbins Stories, documents all facets of his life in Stebbins. Phil Dunn coached winning wrestling teams. He got to know reindeer herder Teddy Atchak, and much, much more in the 15 years he spent in Stebbins, something almost unheard of in rural communities where teacher turnover is as common as the seasons changing. A white man from San Francisco, he had his first traditional dance in 1991, giving out duffel bags filled with items from an Anchorage discount store as potlatch gifts. He Eskimo danced with Rosanna Danwari. He writes in one story, "Traditionally, no one was allowed to Yupik dance publicly until after they have had their first dance. I figured when Rosanna asked me, no, when she told me to have my first dance, it made sense that I should. She created a dance for me depicting a trip I had made down the Yukon River. It included hand motions, drawing out the S-shaped curves of the winding Yukon, paddling motions, and hand placement above my eyes to peer out into the distance." And Dunn was told that he should write a book about Stebbins by the very people who live there.
On Facebook, I think it was January 2011, Gladys Pete from Stebbins suggested, "Phil, you should write a book about Stebbins." And politely I said, "Thank you, I'll think about it." But in my head, I was thinking, no, I wasn't, for various reasons. But 2 hours later, a thought popped into my head. It doesn't have to be a novel, which I was thinking about, but memoirs. And I wrote down the first chapter, pretty much the first chapter.
He then worked on the book for a year and a half.
I'm happy with it. And from the feedback I get from Stebbins, they're happy with it. And that's what matters. And anything else is gravy.
And Phil, I think that is so remarkable that you write a story. I mean, you write a book and a number of stories on your experience in Stebbins and life in Stebbins and driving four-wheelers and, you know, things that we know here in Western Alaska, but people outside of where we live don't know about it. But to get that feedback from the people you write about and the people who are in these stories and for them to say that, you know, they're thankful, or, you know, to tell you what they have about the books, you know, good reviews from people in Stebbins, that's pretty remarkable. Talk about that. What did that mean to you as the writer?
It's rewarding. It's warming. One conscious thought I had when I was writing this is there's not a lot written about Western Alaska and Village Alaska. And there's not a lot of interesting reading for people in the village. And I'm interested in reading about things I know about in my surroundings. And Carlene Jack was over at the house a couple nights ago. She brought her younger brother Nathan over. And Nathan was looking through the book and chuckling. And I said, wow, he likes the book. That's what, that was the purpose of it. You write for an audience. And anyway, so Carlene bought him a book, and I'm hoping he's enjoying it. I'm happy with it. The people in Stebbins are happy with it.
And he says what they really like are the photographs that are included in the book.
I start out writing. Maybe the photographs are better. Some people might like the photographs. Some people might like the writing. The fact that Nathan chuckled and people have said, one person kept telling me, it's a treasure. And like that's really rewarding. It's heartwarming. I'm happy I did it.
Now, Phil, as you know, turnover at our schools in rural Alaska and in Stebbins, turnover is a big issue. And you are a teacher who invested in the community of Stebbins. You stayed there. You loved the community, from what I can tell, and really enjoyed your time there. And what is it about Stebbins? What is it about that community, the people, the land, that had you stay and had you invest and become a part of life in that community for those years?
Good question. I went as a long-term substitute. It was a happy accident that I stayed so long. Why did I stay there so long? Things worked out well. You take one day at a time, one year at a time. And you mentioned invest. I enjoyed Stebbins, but I worked at things. I invested myself in it. And that's the secret of life. When you invest yourself into things, things work out better. I invested myself in Stebbins. Stebbins seems to invest themselves in me. They were very accepting, and it was a welcoming community. It was a welcoming community. I enjoyed the kids. I really enjoyed the kids.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. If you don't enjoy it, then you shouldn't be there.
And I think that comes through in the book. There's so many details in there that kind of puts the reader into that place and into that time. And,
Thank you. You
know, that definitely comes through that you enjoyed Stebbins. You enjoyed living there. What did you learn in reflecting and looking back and writing these stories down? Did you get to know the community more intimately in a way you hadn't? Did you get to know Stebbins and the people and your time there in a way that you hadn't before?
It helps appreciate when you step back. Sometimes you're too involved or there's a turmoil there. And when you step back and see things from a little more detached point of view, you can appreciate it. I remember one time I was interviewing Tommy Ongtagook in Nome. And he showed me a photograph. He was a photographer. He showed me a photograph and he asked me where I thought that might be. But I thought it was off in the tundra, out in the wilds. And then he took me to his back window because I was in his house. He pointed out the window and he showed me. And the photograph was something taken in his backyard. A well-taken photograph focuses on the subject, puts it within a box. So other things are not in focus. Other things are forgotten about. The story, you focus on a certain aspect, the certain aspect that lasts a little bit longer, that was more meaningful, that comes out. So it's a focus. It's a memorable focus.
Stebbins Stories is self-published. It's $20 a copy. You can simply email Phil Dunn to get your own copy.
philipwdunn@yahoo.com. One L in Philip, an E on Dunn.
And now Phil is going to share a little poem that he wrote after the book was written that kind of encapsulates what the book is about.
With the name Stebbins Stories, I'm sure you're aware that the setting is Stebbins. But just like John Donne once wrote that no man is an island, you know, he's dependent and interacts with many people around him. No community is an island either. St. Michael, a neighbor of Stebbins, has a high profile in the book Stebbins Stories. Golsovia, Unalakleet, Shaktulik are all in there and all points in between. Nome, Kotzebue Anchorage, even as far away as San Diego, California, and Tijuana, Mexico. But what is in the story? There are airplane rides and a reindeer drive, a hunt for bear, some tundra scares, an ivory seal that shows a peel, for round it goes like a spinning wheel. Tongues frozen to poles in the bitter cold, entrepreneurs selling voles, athletes of Super Bowls. There's a garden and a greenhouse, a health lesson with a mouse. There'll be salmon, of course, coaches screaming till hoarse, life's victories and tragedies, the northern lights, some heartwarming sights. There are thin ice tails and a smooth ice sail, some basketry and falconry. There are kids with kites and stick pullers might, champions seal hopping, this skier flopping. The Stebbins Dance Festival, a high school mural, a totemic slide, a rack of fish dried. There are photos and snow goes, a miniature snowman, drummers and dancers, the gathering of clans. You'll meet old and young, hear the crack of a gun, watch caribou, see jello fish too. You'll hear wedding bells, sniff warm kitchen smells, find beads in the sand, two-step to a band. A lunar eclipse in February 89, or a foggy snowscape made a picture sublime. The school fire was tragic later that year, but no lives were harmed despite early fears. There's the flocking of birds with the coming of spring. They're the bounty of the hunt with the fresh meat they bring. I've enjoyed this walk down memory lane. For me, these are stories to read again and again.
And I'm sure people will be reading these stories again and again. Thanks to you and thanks to the time that you invested into Stebbins Stories, the book that you published. It's a treasure. It's one of those books, like you said, stories in Western Alaska, these intimate stories with details and characters and people. Stories like this are not told enough. the good stories that come from our communities and the good things that come from our communities and the richness that's in our communities. You have captured it well in this book, and thank you for doing that. The world knows better kind of where we live in the world and what our life is like.
Well, thank you, Lorelei. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Stebbins Stories. You can get your own copy by emailing Phil Dunn directly. He now lives in Palmer. His email address can be found on the news page of our website at knom.org. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.